It is 7:41 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It is the WEOL Morning Show. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, also on the WEOL mobile app and at WEOL.com. And it is the first week of the month, and that's always the time when we get our visit from the Lorain County Public Health. And joining us this morning, we've got Health Education Specialist Erin Murphy along with Sam Ehlich. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for
having us.
We're going to talk about babies today, right? That's the kind of the focus of what it is. So let's, I guess the big focus right now, maternal and child health. Who wants to take that?
Yeah, I'll take that. So we are really kind of looking more closely at our data, more specific to infant mortality. So we really try to look at our data more closely to really understand how we can focus more on efforts. And so we've been looking closely at our infant death rate. Infant mortality means babies who die before their first birthday. And so it's a really hard and sad topic to discuss, but it is necessary in order to save lives.
When you look at that, what sort of the things you're discovering during that time period?
Yeah, so we saw that between 2015 and 2019, the infant mortality rate in Lorain County was pretty similar to Ohio's, but the rate was double for Black babies. And then in 2020, we found that the Black infant mortality rate amongst dramatically increased. So clearly there's a racial equity issue that we need to address.
And does that come from prenatal care, or does that sort of postnatal? I mean, at what point do you think that there's an intervention needed for something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so there are lots of things that people can do to have a healthy pregnancy. So typically when you have a healthy pregnancy, the baby will be likely to survive past its first birthday and beyond. So we're focusing on a lot of effort to help people have a healthy pregnancy for both themselves and their babies. So, of course, getting good prenatal care contributes to a healthy pregnancy. And having a connection with a healthcare provider is also really important. Healthcare providers really want to try to address issues as early as possible. And also, it's important to have life's basic necessities like food and housing. So at Lorain County Public Health, we recently launched a neighborhood navigation program to help meet those needs in the community.
Great. Let's talk about this. Craig and I saw this before. Neighbor navigation. You have neighbor navigators. Talk us what that all means.
Sure. So neighborhood navigators are something that we recently launched, and we're really excited to offer this resource in the community. Neighborhood navigators are experts in the community that they serve, and they are often from the community and live directly in the community. We have a couple neighborhood navigators on staff right now, and they know almost everything there is to know about local pregnancy services. So part of their role in the community is to help link individuals to resources and really just be a good listener and provide a trusting relationship and really kind of hear back from the community on what types of needs that they need.
Where do you find these neighborhood navigators? Like, kind of what area are they coming from? Are they from the churches or from social work to from hospitals? Where are these people from? Mm-hmm. And the expertise, I guess, that they would have for this.
Sure. So one of our neighborhood navigators has ties to the city of Lorain. And then our other neighborhood navigator has ties to the city of Elyria and some faith-based communities and other neighborhoods. Our navigator, Jocelyn, has been a WIC breastfeeding peer with our agency for quite a few years at this point. So she was already very familiar with our WIC services and other services that WIC Moms on Our WIC program utilize. So she was definitely an easy one to kind of plug in. And she's also going through a community health worker certification training right now that's going to enable her to even serve these women better. And then Felicia Randleman, we hired and brought on. Like I said, she's local, and she is a young mom herself. And so she is really up to date on the resources and services that are available in the county.
And how does one get that process started? Do they need to reach out to Lorain County Public Health?
So on our website, we actually do have a page where people can self-refer for neighborhood navigation to be linked with a neighborhood navigator. That's LorainCountyHealth.com/newbaby. And then we are building up some referral pathways right now with some other community organizations. So we already have referrals coming in from Job and Family Services. We have referrals from some healthcare providers. We're working on setting up a referral process with other agencies, schools, and things like that.
Talking this morning with Erin Murphy and also Sam Ehlich with the Lorain County Public Health about health of babies and this sort of infant mortality information that you kind of found out about that. What other things, what kind of a family support do you try to hope to build? And a lot of times when it comes to somebody who's expecting, there's family that provides support. Some may or may not like that. What kind of outreach do you have sort of to the people that are not specifically pregnant, but those who are associated with them to help them in that regard?
And that's a really good point that you bring up, Bruce, because we also have family members that can call and ask questions of our neighborhood navigators. So if it is a mom, a grandmother, a partner, someone else in the woman's life that's kind of advocating for her, they can also call us and be linked to services and get resources. An example, a specific example of some education that we do if someone needs it is safe sleep. And the safe sleep education can be done not just with the expectant mother, but also with others in her family or those who are going to be supporting her once baby is here, so that everyone's on the same page for something like safe sleep, breastfeeding, and things like that.
All those type of things that need to be done. Of course, you have issues you talked about, maybe making sure that they have, you know, the food and shelter and stuff like that. Sometimes you get substance abuse and other things like that that enter into that. How do you kind of intervene in that regard and understand the importance of taking care of yourself as the mother-to-be with the expectant baby and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so we are working with peer supporters in the community to help people get access to support. So we know that substance use disorder can be a really complicated issue, but it does contribute to a healthy pregnancy. So people struggling with substance use disorder typically have better health outcomes and better success when they're able to work with someone that's been directly in their shoes. So at Lorain County Public Health, we are working with Ohio Guidestone in Lorain County to implement this special recovery service. And their peer supporters there are specialized and trained to work with pregnant women who have a substance use disorder. And this service is also available to people that have just recently had a baby as well.
May we talk a little bit about crib safety? I remember back in the day, it used to be wrap them up, put them on their side, bumper pads all the way around. What's the latest information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Aaron already mentioned this a little bit about safe sleep practices, but we're definitely trying to get the word out there on education and how you can put your baby safely to sleep. And so in public health, we love to talk about the ABCs. A baby should sleep alone, on its back and in a crib or in a pack and play. And practicing safe sleep can also help reduce sudden infant death syndrome, also known as SIDS.
Yeah, those are the things. Sometimes there's always new information or different information that comes up, and you always want to try to find out what the latest is, not like, oh, that's the way it used to be, that type of thing. It's always good information. Do you address issues that need to do with babies that it may not be a health reason that they may pass? There might be abuse that maybe goes on. Or in other words, you have to understand how to treat a child that's different and kind of get those sort of things, a little bit of maybe domestic issues that you might bring up to help in that regard.
So, sure. So we, Lorain County Public Health doesn't directly address any kind of like domestic issues like you're citing, but whenever, again, this is a very sad topic, but whenever a child dies, there is a child fatality review process in Lorain County. So there is a group of different agencies that come and discuss what happened and how it can be prevented. So in those cases, that would be reviewed basically by this team of experts, and then that could set forth some prevention measures in motion, and whatever agency is sort of responsible for those types of interventions would kind of look at their processes and see how they can tweak them to figure out if something could have been prevented.
Got it. I get it. So you just try to make it sure that they have a comfortable place when they're growing up, and work with sort of the issues related to parenting and that sort of thing, too. If people want to find out more about some of these things, maybe even that study or just information about how they can help out, or just to acknowledge if there's somebody out there who is expecting, how they can best care for their child, where's a good place to get some good information on that?
Well, there are currently two ways that you can get a hold of us. Call us. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And that our number is 440-322-6367. And then, of course, you can always go online to our website at LorainCountyHealth.com and search new baby.
And get some information out there as well. And I know with a lot of the things that you do as well, there's always outreach going out in the community, types of locations and information out there for people to take in. Lorain County Public Health joins us every Thursday, the first Thursday of every month, and this time around. Aaron Murphy and Sam Mila coming in, health education specialists, talking to all of us today about infant mortality and hopefully getting healthy babies. Ladies, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.